When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D. Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute's educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number three, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, Tuesday edition. Want to say thanks to the great people at News Talk 106.3 FM down in Atlanta. They are hosting me today. I'm going to an event for Kelly Loeffler and for Governor Brian Kemp and a lot of other Georgia politicos. I'm speaking there tonight. And then, Buck, I'm getting on a late night flight and I'll be in the air going to Seattle.
Wait, before we talk about Seattle, which that's going to be fascinating.
Yes.
Are you going to tell Governor Kemp while you're in his home state your theory about how maybe Dark Horse Trump VP, you know, maybe out of nowhere all of a sudden?
I think Trump is going to win.
I just want to see. I want to know what his face is when you tell him what his face looks like. VP.
I think Trump is going to win Georgia by 8 points. I don't think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like
I'm putting it on the prediction board.
Put it on the projection screen. 8 points. I think 7 or 8 points. I think it's going to be a very comfortable win in Georgia. Of all the states, if you had to ask me which state is most likely to flip from 2020, either in favor of Democrats or in favor of Republicans, I think Georgia is going to be back in red camp. And I actually think you're going to start to see Biden spending less time and money in Georgia because the numbers out there are really bad for them in Georgia. The most recent poll has Trump up 10 in Georgia. There is no Senate race. There is no governor's race. There's nothing to motivate in-state voters for Democrats in any kind of substantial way. And you'll recall in 2022, basically every statewide candidate except Herschel Walker won by 7 or 8 points. So it wasn't just that they won. It was despite the fact that Stacey Abrams, I believe, outspent Brian Kemp, and they had a close race in 2018. He trounced her in 2022. So I appreciate the ATL for taking care of me. I'm going to be down here again in June to watch the Atlanta Braves with my kids. I can't wait. We got a great affiliate again. News Talk Extra 106.3 FM. We appreciate all of you out there listening in Atlanta. And then, Buck, I'm headed to Seattle, which is crazy town. I'm going to be speaking at a Hillsdale College event that they are doing in Seattle. So I'm going to get on, I don't know, a midnight flight basically and fly all the way to the West Coast, and I'll be doing the show Wednesday and Thursday from there. So anyway, we'll see how I do in Crazy Town. I haven't been to Seattle since everything fell apart with Chaz. Remember that? Like the autonomous region and everything. I mean, even for 2020 standards of crazy, people looked at Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco and said, you guys are crazy. The standard for crazy was high. Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco all exceeded it by massive amounts. So we'll see what it looks like. I haven't been to the city since, like I said, I think it was like 2018, 2019 that I was in Seattle. Beautiful place filled with a lot of crazy leftists. So we'll see how I do there. But two major legal issues that are unfolding. You just heard us talk with Julie Kelly. The analysis of whether the Jan 6 political persecutions, because I do think persecution and prosecution are intertwined in many ways here, are permissible or not under the Sarbanes-Oxley obstruction of an official proceeding standard, it seems likely that many of those convictions are going to get struck down. Maybe it'll be 5-4, maybe it'll be 6-3, maybe even get a liberal to come on, but that would come out in June. It would be a huge story because it implicates half of Jack Smith's case in Washington, D.C. It would also be a huge story, as you just heard us talking, because for years, leftists have been saying, oh, these Jan 6 insurrection cases, they're 100% legally permissible. They're necessary. We have to hold everybody accountable. What you're probably likely to hear is that there was major prosecutorial overreach. Simultaneously, they are trying to hold Trump in contempt of court in New York City, where day two of his criminal trial in the Alvin Bragg case is underway. And what we have been talking about, I think fairly on this show, Buck, since August of 22, when the Mar-a-Lago raid basically kicked into high gear the way that Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice were going to all come after Donald Trump. How is this playing in the larger political arena? What would happen if Trump got arrested? How would they even handle it? These are things that are truly unprecedented that we are continuing to break down.
Yeah, I think anybody who tells you they know where all this is going is making that up. It's just not possible. Did you want to get to the Stephen A. Smith clip?
Yeah, I want to play this because I would argue that Stephen A. Smith, very middle of the road guy, he's not a politically, from ESPN, he's going to come on the show. We're going to get him on somewhat soon. He's being more outspoken on a variety of different areas. I've done his podcast a couple of times. We had interesting conversations. But he had this to say yesterday. We've talked a lot about black men and the possibility that if you look at the polling from Wall Street Journal, maybe 30% of black men are willing to support Trump. Here's what Stephen A. Smith had to say about the cases in his hometown of New York City.
To my liberal friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat him on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office because they can't beat him on their own merits.
I do think this is a fundamental point. I mean, this is a central point of everything that we're talking about here. If what Trump did is so bad, and if it's so clear he's so awful, why is he ahead in the polls and why are they so scared of what's going to happen in the fall? And they don't have an answer for that. And they won't process it. They won't think it through. But I think Stephen A. hits right into the center of it. It's something we've discussed here many times. The best way for there to be a referendum on Trump's behavior, whether just talking about his 4 years as president or what you think about whether that should change because of January 6th, this is ultimately the most clear political question, right? This is about who should lead the nation according to the vote of the American people. Let the people have their say. all these efforts that they have are meant to either stop Trump entirely now. And look, he's clearly the nominee. It's not about just having him win the primary anymore. If it ever was, it's to stop him from being able to run entirely. Or now I think this is what they've, shifted gears toward. Just make it so it's really hard for him to win as he's running, but not based upon what people want, based upon the fact that they are rigging the system. I mean, they're rigging the election. Even if Trump wins, it will be an election that is rigged against him just based upon these legal challenges. And they can't come up with an answer. If Trump is so bad, why are you terrified that the American people are going to vote for him over Joe Biden? Like, what is the response to that? After 4 years of Trump and 4 years of Biden, Americans of voting age are likely to say, based on what we see right now, yeah, I want Trump to be president again.
It's not even just that, too, Buck. It's that they're only even willing, by and large, to bring charges in juries that are rigged in their favor. That is, political locales that overwhelmingly favor Democrats. So that's why I think one of the most difficult, and I think Stephen A. hit on it, we've been hitting on this quite a lot, that's why I think one of the most difficult questions to answer is not only why are you trying to keep him from running, why are you trying to put him in prison, it's also why are you doing these charges, why are you bringing them entirely in a jury rig to a large extent process? Because we said this earlier, if you told me, hey, it's a 50-50 America, which I think it's fair to say that roughly it is, I think everybody out there listening would have to agree. If you told me that they were going to try to bring charges against Trump to put him in prison for the rest of his life, I would still think it's an awful precedent to set in the United States, because sooner or later, somebody else will also have the same result that Trump has now. Somebody else is going to get charged as a method of lawfare. But at least if you allowed the jury to be in a jurisdiction that's 50-50, I would say, okay, like, let's see how it actually plays out, which is why South Florida, I'm not that nervous about South Florida. I don't think that there will be a jury that is overwhelmingly made up of Trump haters. I think there's going to be a jury in New York City that just based on the numbers is likely to be made up of Trump haters. And I don't think it's crazy to think that there are going to be people that want to see Trump put in prison for the rest of his life that are a part of this jury pool. Now, maybe some of them will say, hey, you know what? I can't fairly and impartially render justice. We already saw that happen a little bit. They'll step out. I think there's other people that will be happy to be on this jury because they want to hold Trump responsible. They want to be the deciders. And I look at this and I say, fundamentally, we can have 150 million people render a verdict on Trump's behavior, on Trump's whether or not he's able to be president, or we can have 12 in a incredibly biased jurisdiction. And to me, the 150 million is the answer. No matter how much you trust juries, do you want 12 people trying to decide who can be president, or do you want 150 million?
It does go to the ultimate point, I think, about the mental instability of many of the Democrats that are pushing for this, or the emotional and ideological surrender that they've had, right? They just, whatever the anti-Trumpism demands, they will go for. I mean, the fact that Alvin Bragg has turned that one preposterous charge, it's worth everybody knowing, you know, or keeping this in mind. I think it's 34, right? It's a 34 felony count indictment. It was one thing we're talking about, and he's charging it 34 times, which is specifically against prosecutorial guidelines. You're not supposed to, you know, if someone hands you drugs, and then you say, hold on, I'm tying my shoe, and you hand it back to them, and then they hand the drugs back to you, you know, you don't charge these as separate drug possession crimes. Right? Right. You're not supposed to do that, because it's obviously unjust. That's exactly what Alvin Bragg is doing. He's saying, oh, well, they like Xeroxed it, or they emailed it, or whatever, that every time we're going to charge that as an additional felony. And you have to wonder that any Democrat who supports the prosecution going on in New York City is also telling you that in America today, it would be more just, not preferable for, you know, what you think the politics of the country should be. It would be more just for Donald Trump to be in prison for years and not be able to run. Although I think he would still run from prison. That's a whole other conversation. That's insane. But it'd be more just for Donald Trump to sit in a prison cell over a clerical error, over a Stormy Daniels payoff or whatever, hush money or whatever they're calling it, than it would to just allow the American people to say, do I or do I not want Donald Trump to be president for four more years? That's it. That's insane. I mean, this is the decision that we're being faced with as a country, or rather the decision they want to deny us as a country based upon what exactly? And the moment you dig into it, Clay, it's all just so flimsy and underhanded.
It's 100% what it is. And I wonder how many people that are in general not paying that much attention are ultimately coming to that same conclusion. If the guy's so bad, how come they can't just let everybody go vote? Let the American people decide whether Trump is able to or not able to be the next president of the United States. That's how democracy works.
Yeah. 800-282-2882. We'll get some of your calls on this issue coming up in the back half of this hour. You know, look, people think mortgage rates are extremely high. And look, they are higher than they were just a few years ago. And we know who's responsible for inflation over the past 3 years' time and the rise in interest rates as they try to combat that they created. But by comparison, when you put mortgage rates side by side with credit card interest rates, I mean, mortgage rates are far lower. Mortgage rates are much lower than the average credit card rate, which is about 22%. So look, if you're a homeowner, refinancing with American Financing can help you pay off that credit card debt and lower your monthly expenses. And the mortgage interest is tax deductible. They're saving homeowners just like you an average of $854 a month. American Financing's salary-based mortgage consultants will show you how much you can save every month with no upfront fees and no obligation. You may even close in as fast as 10 days and possibly delay two mortgage payments, giving you greater savings upfront. Call American Financing today, 800-777-8109. That's 800-777-8109, or visit AmericanFinancing.net. That's AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees, that's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Well, we finally made it as a program. We are now, well, to be fair, one of us is being called out on The View by name. I think the ladies over there unhappy with some of Clay's analysis on the jury pool situation from yesterday. This is Sonny Hostin, legal analyst of The View, right? Sonny Hostin's one who weighed in, I believe. Let's hear what Sonny has to say about Clay's opening comments on the show yesterday. Play.
What could happen in a case like this is if you have someone, and we were talking about this morning, someone named Clay Travis is sort of telling people to get onto that jury. You get one person that sneaks onto that jury with untoward feelings, that person can hang that jury.
How do you sneak onto a jury? You have to be called.
Well, you lie.
Jury.
You lie. You say, yeah, that's I hate Trump. But I can be impartial, right. And I have this, then that, and then all of a sudden, that's the person.
Yeah, well, they're going to find a jury of his peers. How many bloated orange psychos out there?
Yeah.
Can I just point out, I mean, this notion that, like, what they think that people are telling the truth all the time about things like what they like? It's, you can't tell. If someone asks me what my favorite ice cream is, I can say whatever I want today. It's not a lie, because they can't prove that it's not. I could change. I can say whatever I feel like. They're just trying to get a sense of who these people are. They're living in some fantasy land where it's like, oh, everyone's always just, you know, totally forthright with all their feelings about everything. Well, you know, feelings change.
Well, also what she's saying is wrong, because you shouldn't get on the jury by saying I hate Trump or I love Trump. But so you shouldn't lie, first of all, in the jury. But to your point, it's difficult to explain, like, what is and what is not a lie. Perjury is very difficult.
Yeah, what's a lie when
prove.
It comes to your feelings about something? Feelings
but
change.
Her argument is a bad one just on its, I mean, she's not very good on any kind of argument, but when she says somebody could sneak on the jury by saying, I hate Trump, you shouldn't get on the jury by saying you hate or love Trump, because the expectation would be that you would be biased one way or the other.
Correct.
So nobody's going to get, like, the
idea
way
to do it is to be like,
select,
I have no opinion on Donald Trump at all. I don't even think about him.
I've never even heard anything about Stormy Daniels. By the way, I got a question for you. When we come back, we'll have some fun with this. You know, a big part of selecting a jury is trying to analyze which jurors would be most favorable to you. What is something you could see if you were a lawyer on either side of this case, Buck? Think about it. I've got an answer for you that you would say, this person, we don't want them on the jury at all.
I think I know what you're going to say. I mean, if you're Trump's people, you don't want anybody with pronouns in bio.
That's not my answer, but that is a very good one.
That's one.
I'll give you
we'll
mine
get to
when
this.
We come back.
We'll get to this. If you keep valuables in your home, jewelry and cash, important papers, you need a safe to protect them. Crime is on the rise in so many cities across our nation. More than 2 million Americans have chosen Liberty Safe for this once-in-a-lifetime purchase. An American-made Liberty Safe fits anywhere with more than 30 models, 24 colors, and thousands of custom options to help create the safe of your dreams. Liberty Safes are guaranteed for life and can be delivered and installed in your home by an expert dealer network available right where you're listening today. And your privacy is built into every Liberty Safe with industry-leading privacy protections, because your safe is your business. Shop LibertySafe.com/radio for a customized Fortress Strong Liberty Safe. Carrie and I have one here at home. We use it every day. Promo code coupon radio for a 10% discount. go to libertysafe.com/radio. Use that promo code radio for 10% off your Liberty Safe. Welcome back into Clay and Buck. Just a little programming note. The Clay will be loose on Thursday and Friday. It's going to be Clay at the helm.
What if I get arrested while you're out on vacation?
I don't know. I was just thinking about this. I might have to fly back from my romantic escape.
If I might have to fly back from parts unknown, because I might be handcuffed and unable to do the show.
Yeah, it'll be like, in The Crown when Queen Elizabeth is, where is she? And she has to come off of her safari to go back because, you know, she's the queen or whatever now. Clay would will be in prison. That would be
sad. Be the highest rated segment we ever had if they arrested me live on the air?
Well, then all of a sudden, I mean, the video component of this would be particularly compelling. Really, we're audio first, obviously. We're radio and podcast, but we do have a video component. Go subscribe, clayandbuck.com, become a VIP. The video is behind the paywall for everybody out there. But yes, that would be, I mean, I also wonder, like, could you say, hey guys, can I finish the segment? You know what I mean? would they give you the courtesy of finishing the segment?
Who would arrest me? I'm not even sure. Would it be, I mean, it would be state, right? So would they have to get state of Tennessee officials, in which case they're probably fans. Like, they don't want to be arresting me. They'd be apologetic, yeah. I think. They might let me finish the segment.
I know this because friends of mine in the Florida or in Miami PD have worked with NYPD. Sometimes there are like theft rings where they'll steal something of, you know, they'll steal like a watch for $1 million or something here because there are $1 million watches out there.
That's crazy.
I say that because there really are. Like, this is a thing that happens. Someone will try to fence it, sell it in New York, and then they'll send NYPD, task force or deputized down here. There's some way that they make it happen, but Clay, none of this is going to happen. Swalwell's legal theory is so stupid. Remember, it comes from Eric Swalwell, everybody, right? Like, if Swalwell was my defense attorney on something, I would demand to represent myself and would be trying to get a deal. Like, I would be like, there's no chance that I'm going to get off if Swalwell is.
Yesterday, everybody wanted me arrested. Nobody's calling for my arrest today. Like, my mentions were a mess. I could barely get on social media. And then today it's like, oh, well, they just moved on to something else. CNN talked about it last night. Sonny Hostin, obviously, today on The View.
Here's a problem for them. Stephen Colbert says, we need you to get picked for jury duty to his audience of communists. This is cut two. Play it.
The official name of the trial is The People of the State of New York versus Donald Trump. The People of the State of New York? That's us. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I know you're excited, but don't cheer too loud. We need you to get picked for jury duty.
He's suggesting subterfuge to get on that jury. You see, they would say, well, he's kidding. All right, whatever. You were kidding, too. They can all shut up. Bunch of communists. It's ridiculous.
Is CNN going to demand the arrest of Stephen Colbert? I mean, I need that clip to share because, my goodness, I mean, I have to grab my pearls and fall on my fainting couch. I don't know that I can allow that commentary.
Although, a reality TV show, that would be you and Trump sharing a cell, bunk beds, the whole thing. Probably the greatest TV show of all time. It would be amazing. I'm just saying. All right. We have a VIP email from Patrick. It says, guys, I hate mornings, but now I have a reason to get out of bed. Crockett Coffee, my new reason to live. It is friggin' delicious. Good job, guys. Thank you, CrockettCoffee.com. It is delicious. Go check out the reviews. It's phenomenal coffee, and it's the start of the building of the great American Crockett brand. We got all kinds of stuff coming. I'm actually wearing Crockett t-shirt right now. Let's take some calls after you've subscribed to Crockett Coffee. Tom in San Diego, what have you got for us, Tom?
Hey, guys, great show. Thanks for picking up the slack from Rush, man. I was a longtime listener. They interviewed Garagos, and he said, can Trump, he's an honest, he's, you know, for a lawyer, I guess he could be an honest one. He says, not a chance to have a fair trial there in New York. Here's my one question. What kind of guy orders up 10,000 National Guard troops to counter his resurrection, his insurrection, excuse me, his insurrection? Nobody ever brings that up. He called up, tried to get 10,000 troops there. Nobody ever counters that. And I wish you guys would ask these guys. I know you have a format, but Woodward, Bernstein, or Joe to come on your show try to find, where's Woodward and Bernstein trying to find the money from China going into the Biden account? They found the Nixon deal, and they made a lot of money off it. Why are they bailing out on this thing?
It's insane. When you said Joe, do you mean Joe Scarborough?
Yeah.
I think Joe. Yeah. They don't want, I mean, thank you for the call. They don't want to catch Democrats doing bad things.
No, of course.
I mean, that's the difference between, I've made this argument. When I was in college, the Washington Post, I know it initially broke on Drudge. By the way, Drudge has lost its mind. Do you see the headlines and the articles that they
share
now?
I never talk about it. It's so sad. The Drudge Report was my, Clay, it was my homepage. Starting from when I got my first computer all the way through college and really into my 20s, I don't know, Matt Drudge, I don't know what happened. It's very sad for me. He was my guy for a long time in terms of news curation.
The story of what's happened there is wild, and they are super anti-Trump now on the Drudge Report, but that's where they broke the Monica Lewinsky story. But the only time in my life that I remember going out and getting a newspaper, seeing news on the front page and thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to change everything. I know that's how news used to break or frequently did, was the Washington Post story about Monica Lewinsky when I was in college. They used to break negative stories about Democrats.
Well, that's because they were trying to also get ahead of the other. They realized the internet was making them break it because otherwise it was going to get everywhere anyway, right? Like they couldn't hold it the same way they used to be able to. Bo in Nashville. What have you got for us, Bo?
Yes, I've done a lot of criminal trials. So, Clay, you talked about jury nullification the other day. I just wanted to mention that the problem with that is if the jurors are hearing from the defense attorneys, hey, you guys can decide the law is wrong on this, just because this guy obviously killed his wife and a bartender doesn't mean you have to find him guilty. The judge is going to shut that down. The judge is going to tell the jurors, you do not have the option of jury nullification. He's going to tell them, you have to follow the law I give you. So I don't have a whole lot of faith in that actually working in his favor in New York.
No, sure, but I mean, no one can read into human hearts and human minds, so somebody can make a determination themselves. Remember, it's just the judgment of the individual. Jurors don't have to justify anything. They just say, guilty, not guilty.
Remember, the OJ juror we played for you said after the jury verdict, we did this because of Rodney King. This was in some way revenge for the Rodney King beating case. They didn't actually look at the facts of the OJ case. They just decided OJ should be innocent because he was black and America had treated Rodney King and other black people in LA unfairly, in their opinion.
They better not come pick you up in a white Bronco for your trip to Seattle, Clay, because New York, Alvin Bragg, you're on notice.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Look, I'm a two-way guy. Second Amendment, all about it. I appreciate the sport of shooting. I appreciate marksmanship. I appreciate the right to bear arms and to defend oneself. I also respect the craftsmanship of a well-made firearm at a phenomenal price. My first career out of college put me in parts of the world where, you know what, I had to have a firearm to protect myself. Years later, I keep myself trained and in shape with my firearms. Going to the gun range with my brothers on the weekend, that's a regular event for us. It's a great time to come together, and it helps keep our skills sharp. So if you're a firearms enthusiast like me, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. They offer a wide range of premium calibers at a fraction of what the competition does. How does Bear Creek Arsenal do it? There's no middleman fees. That's how. I own one of their AR-15s. It is an incredible firearm. They know what they're doing. Discover Bear Creek Arsenal. Go online to bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. That's bearcreekarsenal.com/BUCK. Use my name, Buck, as your promo code for 10% off your first order. You're going to be amazed at the incredible quality of their firearms and the unbeatable price. BearCreekArsenal.com/Buck. Use the name Buck to get that 10% off your first order.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back into Clay and Buck. Just a little programming note. The Clay will be loose on Thursday and Friday. It's going to be Clay at the helm.
What if I
solo.
Get arrested while you're out on vacation?
I don't know. I was just thinking about this. I might have to fly back from my romantic escape. Sorry?
If I might have to fly back from parts unknown,
parts unknown
because
I
might be handcuffed and unable to do the show.
Yeah, it'll be like, in The Crown when Queen Elizabeth is, where is she? And she has to come off of her safari to go back because, you know, she's the queen or whatever now. Clay would will be in prison. That would be
will
sad.
Will that
though.
Be the highest rated segment we ever had if they arrested me live on the air?
Well, then all of a sudden, I mean, the video component of this would be particularly compelling. Really, we're audio first, obviously. We're radio and podcast, but we do have a video component. Go subscribe, clayandbuck.com, become a VIP. The video is behind the paywall for everybody out there. But yes, that would be, I mean, that, I also wonder, like, could you say, hey guys, can I finish the segment? You know what I mean? would they give you the courtesy of finishing the segment?
Who would arrest me? I'm not even sure. Would it be, I mean, it would be state, right? So would they have to get state of Tennessee officials, in which case they're probably fans. Like, they don't want to be arresting me. They'd be apologetic, yeah. I think. They might well, let they me finish send, the segment.
I know this because, friends of mine in the Florida or in Miami PD have worked with NYPD. Sometimes there are, like, theft rings where they'll steal something of, you know, they'll steal like a watch for $1 million or something here because there are $1 million watches out there.
That's crazy.
And I say that because there really are, like this is a thing that happens. And you know, someone will try to fence it, sell it in New York, and then they'll send NYPD, task force or deputized down here. There's some way that they make it happen, but Clay, none of this is going to happen. The Swalwell's legal theory is so stupid. Remember, it comes from Eric Swalwell, everybody, right? Like this is, if Swalwell was my defense attorney on something, I would demand to represent myself and would be trying to get a deal. Like I would be like, there's no chance that I'm going to get off if Swalwell is.
Yesterday, everybody wanted me arrested. Nobody's calling for my arrest today. Like my mentions were a mess. I could barely get on social media. And then today it's like, oh, well, they just moved on to something else. CNN talked about it last night. Sonny Hostin, obviously today on The View.
Here's a thing. Here's a problem for them. Stephen Colbert says, we need you to get picked for jury duty to his audience of communists. This is cut two. Play it.
The official name of the trial is the people of the state of New York versus Donald Trump. The people of the state of New York. That's us. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I know you're excited, but don't cheer too loud. We need you to get picked for jury duty.
He's suggesting subterfuge to get on that jury. See, but they would say, well, he's kidding. All right, whatever. You were kidding, too. They can all shut up. Bunch of communists. Ridiculous.
Is CNN going to demand the arrest of Stephen Colbert? I mean, I need that clip to share. Because, yeah. My goodness, I have to grab my pearls and fall on my fainting couch. I don't know that I can allow that commentary.
Although,
to
a reality
to
TV
occur.
Show, that would be you and Trump sharing a cell, bunk beds, the whole thing. Probably the greatest TV show of all time. It would be amazing. I'm just saying. All right. We have a VIP email from Patrick. It says, guys, I hate mornings, but now I have a reason to get out of bed. Crockett Coffee, my new reason to live. It is friggin' delicious. Good job, guys. Thank you. CrockettCoffee.com. It is delicious. Go check out the reviews. It's phenomenal coffee, and it's the start of the building of a great American Crockett brand. We got all kinds of stuff coming. I'm actually wearing Crockett t-shirt right now. Let's take some calls after you've subscribed to Crockett Coffee. Tom in San Diego, what have you got for us, Tom?
Hey, guys, great show. Thanks for picking up the slack from Rush, man. I was a longtime listener. They interviewed Garagos, and he said, can Trump, he's an honest, he's you know, for a lawyer, I guess he could be an honest one. He says not a chance to have a fair trial there in New York. Here's my one question. What kind of guy orders up 10,000 National Guard troops to counter his resurrection, his insurrection, excuse me, his insurrection? Nobody ever brings that up. He called up, tried to get 10,000 troops there. Nobody ever counters that. And I wish you guys would ask these guys. I know you have a format, but Woodward, Bernstein, or Joe to come on your show. Try to find, where's Woodward and Bernstein trying to find the money from China going into the Biden account? They found the Nixon deal, and they made a lot of money off of, why are they bailing out on this thing?
It's when you said Joe, do you mean Joe Scarborough?
Yeah.
I think Joe.
Yeah.
They don't want, I mean, thank you for the call. They don't want to catch Democrats doing bad things.
No, of course.
I mean, that's the difference between, I've made this argument. When I was in college, The Washington Post, I know it initially broke on Drudge. By the way, Drudge has lost its mind. Do you see the headlines and the articles that they share now?
I never talk about it. It's so sad. The Drudge Report was my, Clay, it was my homepage starting from when I got my first computer all the way through college and really into my 20s. I don't know, Matt Drudge, I don't know what happened. It's very sad for me. He was my guy for a long time in terms of news curation.
The story of what's happened there is wild, and they are super anti-Trump now on the Drudge Report, but that's where they broke the Monica Lewinsky story. But the only time in my life that I remember going out and getting a newspaper, seeing news on the front page and thinking, oh my goodness, this is going to change everything. I know that's how news used to break or frequently did, was the Washington Post story about Monica Lewinsky when I was in college. They used to break negative stories about Democrats.
Well, that's because they were trying to also get ahead of the other. They realized the internet was making them break it because otherwise it was going to get everywhere anyway, right? Like they couldn't hold it the same way they used to be able to. Bo in Nashville. What have you got for us, Bo?
Yes, I've done a lot of criminal trials. So, Clay, you talked about jury nullification the other day. I just wanted to mention the problem with that is If the jurors are hearing from the defense attorneys, hey, you guys can decide the law is wrong on this, just because this guy obviously killed his wife and a bartender doesn't mean you have to find him guilty. The judge is going to shut that down. The judge is going to tell the jurors, you do not have the option of jury nullification. He's going to tell them, you have to follow the law I give you. So I don't have a whole lot of faith in that actually working in his favor in New York. I hope I'm
no,
right.
No, sure, but I mean, no one can read into human hearts and human minds, so somebody can make a determination themselves. Remember, it's just the judgment of the individual. Jurors don't have to justify anything. They just say guilty, not guilty.
Remember the OJ juror we played for you said after the jury verdict, we did this because of Rodney King. This was in some way revenge for the Rodney King beating case. They didn't actually look at the facts of the OJ case. They just decided OJ should be innocent because he was black in America. Had treated Rodney King and other black people in L.A. unfairly, in their opinion.
They better not come pick you up in a white Bronco for your trip to Seattle, Clay, because New York, Alvin Bragg, you're on notice.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families since 9/11. These are our first responders and service members who serve our communities and our country, or those who die in the line of duty or are severely injured, and our veterans who fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless.
Heroes like Buffalo firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Arno was killed while protecting his community, battling a warehouse fire. He left behind his wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made memories with their hero.
Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. Support the families of America's greatest heroes, the families of fallen first responders like Jason Arno, plus Gold Star families with young kids, severely injured service members, and homeless veterans.
Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams, offering over 330 academic programs as of September 2023. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.